Thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. Have you already joined in that triumph? It is said that, thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. We might still be prisoners in sin and in the oppression of other people. We might still be persecuted by others and by the devil himself. Nevertheless, God already has won the victory, and he lets us take part in his victory. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. Thanks be to God, for in union with Christ, we are always led by God in Christ's victory procession. Even though we might still be prisoners, but he already has won the victory. And it might often look as things are lost, and we may need to fall in despair when we fall in sin, or when other people harm us, or when evil spirits harm us. But in faith, we always keep the victory. God has the highest power, and despite all our mistakes, despite all the dangers and risks that are there, he already has won the victory, and that remains true, whatever may happen. And even if we do things wrong, if we harm ourselves, if we destroy our and others' lives, if we may it be through foolishness, through carelessness, or even in bad intentions, nevertheless, we can come back to God. He has won the victory, and he will make everything have a good ending. Such power is in the faith and in prayer, because God has endless power and wisdom. He has won the victory, and thanks be to him who always causes us to triumph in Christ. Lord, we praise you. You are holy, you are holy, and you have all power. You already have won the victory over all evil, over all death, over all sin, over all hell and devils. You are the Creator, and you have won the victory on the cross. Thank you that we can join in that triumph, that you give us the victory, and that you want us to join towards your eternal kingdom, where we will finally have rest, and we will praise you forever. Amen.